Exciting, isn't it? Making Christmas so fun. Before we get on with the show, I do have something to do real quick. It's my wife's birthday.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. How's your birthday?
Good. How's your day?
It's okay. What, do you think we're squared away Christmas-wise with my mom now, or?
Oh, God, no. I called her. She was wanting to go shopping, and I'm like, well, we're going out tonight, but I can meet you tomorrow like we planned on.
She wants to go shopping on your birthday?
Well, she thought my birthday was Monday.
Oh, boy. Okay, and?
She was frustrated with you. She hurt her feelings.
I hurt her feelings.
I said, well, he hurts my feelings too. Because he thinks gifts should be practical. And,
I hurt your feelings because I think gifts should be practical?
You hurt my feelings when I give you gifts. And when I ask what to get you, because all you ever think about is necessities. You don't think about what I want to give you, I picked out for you because I like it, and I thought it might make you happy. I thought maybe you would like it. But all you think about as the gift receiver is, why would you spend your money on this? I don't want this. I never would ask for this. That's the whole point of gift giving. You don't receive it very well.
Okay, well, I'm sorry that I like things that, you know, we'll get to use.
Practical.
Yeah.
But it's like if I got you candles.
Okay.
Then I don't need this. It's nice because you would like it. And I think sometimes you're too practical.
Okay. I don't think that's a bad thing.
It's not, but it's difficult as a gift receiver for you.
Yeah.
The gift receiver. To turn off that mindset of worrying about people spending their money when they wanted to buy you this. They picked this out for you.
Yeah, well, I'll get better. I just wanted to make sure you're having a great birthday.
I am having a great birthday.
All right, well, happy birthday.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Hey.
What?
Is Nightmare Before Christmas a Christmas movie or a Halloween movie? Okay.
Why are you asking?
Something I've been wrestling with.
Personally, or are people giving you a hard time on a podcast?
No, just, I mean, I personally think it's a Christmas movie, but all the merch is Halloween stuff.
I agree. Love you.
Love you too, bye.
Bye.
Sorry, I figured I'd do a twofer, wish my wife happy birthday like I didn't already this morning and on social media, but also to see what she thought about the movie. Why don't we do what we do? It's actually going to be hard to find rotten reviews on this movie. The reason I chose it, the last movie we talked about yesterday, was Christmas with the Cranks at a 5% tomato meter. And this movie fills in that gap with a 95% tomato meter. So put it together, and what do you got? The perfect movie. So let's delve into some reviews that aren't so nice, which we like to call
Rotten Reviews.
So this perfect film did have a total of 5 negative reviews. That is pretty impressive. The Laramie Movie Scope, quote, "In many ways, it is a very clever film, but it never lives up to the promise of its visual brilliance." This one's great. Palo Alto Weekly, quote, "Annoying music by Danny Elfman," end quote. 1 out of 4. People Magazine, quote, "Adults, despite being wowed, quote, adults, despite being wowed by the dazzling, geez, how'd they do that animation, will find their attention wandering to Christmas's past." No idea what the hell that means. Christian Science Monitor, quote, "Animation is a wonderful medium, but it's almost too compatible with Burton's uninhibited approach. When literally anything goes, even the most original idea can get lost in the creative shuffle." Last rotten review, quote, Entertainment Weekly, "I'm not sure I've ever seen a fantasy film that's at once so visually amazing and so emotionally dead." Interesting. Next segment, please.
Reviews by people who went to school so they could watch movies for a living.
Los Angeles Times, quote, "Part avant-garde art film, part amusing but morbid fairy tale. It is a delightfully ghoulish holiday musical that displays more inventiveness in its brief 75 minutes than some studios can manage in an entire year." New Yorker, quote, "This full-length animated movie was shot in stop motion, with all the febrile, twittery fascination that the medium exerts. It has a magic toy shop feeling with unexpected objects stuttering into life." Orlando Sentinel, quote, "Burton and his collaborators present a movie musical that's like nothing you've ever seen." Seattle Times, quote, "Visually a macabre knockout, this 75-minute fantasy boasts some of the wittiest, most vigorous stop-motion animation effects in the history of the process." Philadelphia Inquirer, quote, "Burton, the man who gave us Batman, Beetlejuice, and Edward Scissorhands, is incapable of a conventional idea. His take of the holiday fairy tale is delightfully off the wall." Chicago Tribune, quote, "Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas has a grotesque charm, a pie-eyed magic." Everybody gets so morbid, you know, like they try to... They use all these words that usually go with darkness, and they try to combine it with beauty. It gets worse. It really does. Like, I'm not joking. All of them are like this. Alternate ending, quote, "The totality and tangibility of the world that Selig and his animators extract from Burton's lovely, spidery drawings is one of the major achievements of animation history." Creative Loafing, quote, "On a visual level, the movie qualifies as poetry in stop motion." Hartford Krant, quote, "Burton's new excursion in the world of comic nightmare will prove a rare pre-Christmas goblin's feast." Oh boy. ChrisStuckman.com, quote, I'm blown away by just the construction of the scenes and by all the effects that have been incorporated to make everything move fluidly. And there's also this charming imperfection to the animation that makes it so gorgeous. Independent on Sunday, quote, "It is beautifully detailed, worth seeing more than once. Elegantly scored by Danny Elfman, who also sings Jack's numbers, and stamped throughout with the vision of Tim Burton." Cinema Craze, quote, "Burton gives the audience his kind of children's film, and is absolutely stellar. It is amazing." Utterly amazing. Some of these reviews. It's just shocking to me. Like, it's like, you know, they talk about movies. They give these words for movies that just shouldn't be used. And it comes off as cheesy to me. And I think they think they're being clever. Anyway, moving onward.
The longest review ever.
Adorable. This movie is so fake gothic, though, I think I should do it creepier. Anything?
The longest review ever.
Still not quite gothic enough.
The longest review ever.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, let's get to reading the longest review ever. Quote, "What happens when the limelight no longer satisfies the ego? How do we migrate our inherent talents with our societal expectations? Does inspiration come from within? Or are we simply regurgitating our influences? These questions and many more are constantly posted by Walt Disney's The Nightmare Before Christmas. In this gorgeous live-action film, an anorexic fascist opera singer oh my gosh. I'm sorry. I'm really trying, okay? In this gorgeous live action film, an anorexic fascist opera singer slips into ennui after his annual ego stroking festival is put on by Bauhaus cosplay enthusiasts. Meanwhile, a young woman with self-harm issues gets her Hannibal Lecter / Dr. Strangelove father drunk so she can stalk her village's narcissistic singing leader and comment to herself about his manic and nihilistic ruminations. After hallucinating from a lack of sleep and possibly nutrition, the thin white duke decides to co-opt the culture of a utopian winterland." This is crazy. In a good way, his bleak gothic perspective lends a jaded and violent hue to the semicolara he constructs. Ultimately, he orchestrates highly organized terrorist attacks on the children of American citizens during the Christmas holiday season, which provokes a military response. Failing in his quest for power, he settles for a mundane coupling with his silent female watcher and relegates himself to the amenities of mediocrity back in his small, dysfunctional village. The subtleties of the human condition in this film would make Werner Herzog weep even the most jaded heart must realize the marketing potential of this film. It is, however, odd that it would only be released for two viewings on Halloween. It's a bold move, but I imagine that the modern viral nature of art will ensure that this will see a DVD release after its very brief and limited theatrical run. If not, I suppose I will feel smug enough in being one of the few unfortunate folks to have seen this film unfettered by mainstream success. Oh my. What have I done? Oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my. So, I just found a new favorite reviewer out there. And now it is my goal in life to find something they have reviewed and do an episode so I can read their writings. Oh, that was good. Unexpected, obviously. I do not particularly go into this knowing which review I'm going to read. You know, it's just, and that's partially why I mispronounce things or stumble over words. It's because it's my first time reading it, and that was a pleasure to read. A true pleasure. The Nightmare Before Christmas is obviously an excellent movie. The review I just read was in regards to its release this year during October, even though it is a Christmas movie. And I think that it, you know, is something that kind of led the way for... And it's funny, you know, like what came out? James and the Giant Peach? Like, it's not like it sparked any kind of renaissance for stop-motion film. If anything, it put the bar a little too high. Yeah, you can see some strings, and you can, you know, there's some things, but it's nothing... You can't really hold a candle to that film, comparing it to other stop-motion projects. You know, what, Robot Chicken? Is that like, is that something we're comparing it to? Where do you go from here, you know? And ironically, the film did not have a lot of success when it first came out. It took a lot of time to cook. Amazing cast. Even though Chris Sarandon did the voice of Jack, the vocals were in fact by Danny Elfman. Catherine O'Hara, I do enjoy every movie that she touches. Amazing job is Sally. The infamous Glenn Shaddix as the mayor. Paul Rubens was Locke. And Ken Page as Oogie Boogie. Amazing cast. I know it's been wished for a very long time that Nightmare have a sequel. I don't think anybody out there played the video game. but some movies just should never have a sequel. And I feel like this is one of those movies. A sequel is a horrible idea. And it worries me when you deal with certain companies that are larger than life because they have the power to ruin things. And I truly, truly, truly hope that this movie will not be affected by such things. I'll give you a quote from Tim Burton. Quote, "I was always very protective of Nightmare Before Christmas. Not to do sequels or things of that kind. You know, Jack visits Thanksgiving World or other things, kind of things. Just because I felt the movie had a purity to it and the people liked that. Because it's not a mass market kind of thing. It was important to kind of keep that purity of it. I try to respect people and keep the purity of the project as much as possible. So as much as we all love this movie, let's keep it pure. And let's keep the fantastic reviews like that one coming. And hopefully every year we'll see a limited theatrical 3D release of the film and we can all keep enjoying it, the original film, for as long as we can. Good gaming. Good streaming. Good night."